we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Go. Hit CQ.
Yes, good morning. It's Tim and Jess here, live across central Queensland on Hit CQ. This morning's show, if you're feeling a bit unmotivated, well, F45 in your poon. When's a gym not a gym? When it's F45 training in your poon. So get motivated. Get into F45. They are fantastic.
Tim, on the other side of that, on the definite opposite of exercise, I want to talk about chocolate before we get into the show.
Chocolate?
Because Cadbury caused an absolute panic yesterday when they released a statement saying that Cadbury cream eggs are actually supposed to be pronounced Cadbury creme eggs.
Yeah, I thought they were always creme eggs.
No, mate! They're Cadbury cream eggs!
No. See, I'd been doing it because that's how it's spelled.
You actually say Cadbury creme.
Well, I don't eat them, so it's not like, oh, where's me creamy eggs? I always just walked past and kind of in my head would go, creme eggs.
Well, Twitter went absolutely creme. Wild, so they've retracted their statement now. So
fair enough.
Everyone sit tight. It is that's the Cadbury good. Cream egg,
yes.
And they are out now.
Yeah, that's almost as dangerous as the wild weather across central Queensland yeah. right now. I'm not sure on the scale of danger what's higher, but it's probably very close.
I'd go Cadbury creme eggs.
Jess, it is a very special day today. We're last day for the week because we've decided to take a Friday and a Monday off. Long weekend, baby.
We have a long weekend. Two of our best friends are getting married.
Yep.
So we're heading off to the wedding. Very excited yes. to get there. It is going to be the most chilled wedding yeah. I think I've ever been to.
Also, someone's going to be house-sitting your house for the first time. And I've got a few things I'd like to raise with you because I feel like you probably just think this isn't a big deal.
It's not that big a deal.
Whatever. I would like just to raise a few things that you're probably not aware of. That's all right. But Jess, also, I don't care about you that much. I care about the future.
Ouch.
Love you, bud. I care about the future of the human population, right?
Right.
So if you're listening right now, that includes you. Congratulations. And I've got a new superfood or a super drink that I feel, look, you're probably not going to be on board with straight away, but it is one of the healthiest versions of a drink that is out there right now.
Okay. If it's got kale in it, I'm not interested.
You wish it had kale in it.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
If you're about to have your breakfast right now, maybe instead of going to the fridge and grabbing your cow milk, you can stop and have a long, hard look at yourself.
I just put cow milk into my my breakfast of champions. Coffee.
Coffee. Mate, that is a health breakfast if you ask me. A super scientist, that's his term, a super scientist, has come forward and said, I have found a milk that is four times better for you than cow's milk. And the reason is because it has a heap of protein crystals. So there is more of this particular animal than there are of cows. So when you think about it, all right, say there's 500 million cows in the world. There's billions of these.
If your next word out of your mouth is rat, I'm out of this.
No, it's not. Mate, that's disgusting. And I would never say a rat. What I want to say is cockroach. We want cockroach milk because of the protein crystals located in the midget of these cockroaches.
The midget?
It's like the little midriff area.
Oh, so what do you do? Just grab a cockroach and have a squeeze like a tomato sauce sachet that you squeeze and it bursts out
no.
the middle.
So turns out cockroaches don't have nipples. I'm sorry if you're listening and that's changed your life forever like it has mine.
I have always wondered.
Yes, but cockroaches don't have nipples. But when they give birth, obviously they're young for the first few ever days, whatever, need to be full of nutrients and stuff like that.
Sure.
So somewhere inside the cockroach, they access this super milk with the protein crystals, right?
I just don't. Like, so we're not only just finding cockroaches, we have to find pregnant cockroaches?
Yes. It's like how with cows, to get milk, they have to be pregnant.
Sure.
So they do what they need
There's
to
like
do.
There's like a farming industry built around that, though.
Well,
so
now there can be a cockroaching industry.
Are people actually doing, like, does this thing
this
exist?
This could solve world hunger. I don't want to solve world hunger at 6:09. On a Thursday of all days. But here I am. I am helping the world.
There were three cockroaches in our building at the end of last week. And I honestly,
my
first thought was not to make myself a coffee.
Well, I was going to say, that's enough for a Milo. Are you a Milo? I'm a Weet-Bix kid. You're a Milo kid. We can sort it out. So if you were willing to get out of your comfort zone right now and you're listening and you're willing for something new, cockroach milk is the new thing, and it's going to go gangbusters. I can't wait to be sipping on, is that 2%, Tim? Is that, is that, are you trying to watch your weight? Is that low carb? You're like, It's cockroach.
You keep your cockroach milk. I'll stick with soy.
That's probably worse than cockroach milk, in my opinion. This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit. Jennifer Lawrence is one of the biggest celebrities in the world, right?
Sure.
She is a superstar and very well known for being a little bit different in that kind of regard.
Yeah, what you see is what you get with J-Law. She,
okay.
She will be on the red carpet. She's completely 100% herself, and I think that's why people love her.
Yes. Jennifer Lawrence is in a new movie coming out, Red Sparrow. It's like a Russian spy movie. Joel Edgerton, Australia's Own, is going to be in it. It's coming out next week, I believe. Very exciting stuff. There was a premiere in London. Obviously, London's one of the biggest cities in the world, so that's where they do that kind of thing. And as you do, you dress up for the premiere. And there's a photo of all the male stars and the director. So Jennifer Lawrence is the only female. All the males are wearing coats and jeans and scarves. And
it's properly winter over there.
It's London winter. And Jennifer Lawrence is wearing, I don't know dresses. Can you describe what the type of dress
is? It's a gorgeous Versace dress with a plunging neckline.
All right.
It's quite revealing, but
and
she
a slit in the leg. So
stunning, yeah.
And she looks great. And a lot of people are going a bit gangbusters online because they're saying, what's the deal with all the guys getting to wear all these warm clothes and Jennifer Lawrence being forced to wear this gown? And it did get me thinking, and there has been a few tweets. Robin Williams' daughter said, yep, the sheer number of men I know who come to press junkets, freshly rolled out of bed, they've just had a shower, compared to female counterparts who've been up since 4 a.m. going through hair and makeup. The expectations women are expected to feel physically in order to be considered hardworking are tenfold. Yeah. And I'm getting very confused because a lot of people are saying, how dare the guys? Well, first of all, the guys aren't offering her a jacket. Why does she have to be wearing this dress? And obviously, this is all assumed information people are taking on.
Absolutely. If you want to see the photo for yourself, head to our Facebook page, Hit CQ.
And I think it's very interesting because I want to focus on what you're saying with the 4 a.m., like with extra hours of makeup and hair, about that extra pressure to put in effort when going to events or going to, even if it's just like a high school graduation or something like that, with men compared to women.
Even just rocking up to work on a daily basis. If, like for most people in their job, for me even, if I rock up and I'm not wearing makeup to work, I get comments constantly. Are you tired? Are you feeling okay?
Yes.
Is everything all right? Like a friend of mine went to work and got a verbal warning from her boss because she wasn't putting in any effort that day because she hadn't put makeup on.
See, and that's the type of thing that's confusing because obviously everyone's different. Mm-hmm. And say, I would like to think if I was in a manager position, if someone came in and wasn't wearing makeup and like a female compared to a male, obviously most men I would say don't wear makeup. Mm-hmm. I would like to think, unless there's like, I don't know, bird poo on someone's face, I'm not going to be like, hey, fix your appearance. But then apparently, well, according to this, there are some people out there that would consider this. And I would like to know on 13, 12, 16, and I am speaking to directly women across central Queensland right now, why do you feel extra pressure to put in effort when you're going to these kind of events?
Yep.
I think it's very interesting. It doesn't have to be a massive event. It could just be work like what we're talking about. I can't relate. Because like literally if we went to an awards, I would have a shower. I would do exactly what I do every day, but I'd be wearing a suit instead.
We went to the races last year, and you got ready within 20 minutes, put your suit on, maybe ran a comb through your hair. I did my makeup. I got a tan. I had my nails done. It was like a 3-day event.
Did you say if you didn't do that and you just like put on a nice dress and did your own makeup, would you feel out of place or would you feel
absolutely
uncomfortable?
See, I would.
I find that really interesting. So 13, 12, 16, why do you feel extra pressure to put in the effort at these kind of events? We are talking about something that's been big in the news in the last 24 hours. Jennifer Lawrence was at a movie premiere. She was wearing what Jess has described as a low-cut top.
It's a dress.
Mate, help me. I don't know dress terminology.
Plunging neckline, Tim, is how they describe it.
Her male co-stars all wearing coats and jackets. People are going a bit nuts saying, why is she being forced into wearing this revealing outfit in this cold weather?
Yeah, and I think that we put too much pressure on ourselves to, you know,
put that extra effort in.
Yeah, and if she wants to wear that outfit, which I'm knowing Jennifer Lawrence and the way that she is, no one's telling Jennifer Lawrence what to wear.
Exactly.
She has chosen that outfit specifically for herself.
Actually, in about 15 minutes time, we're going to be chatting to our Hollywood Entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. Apparently, Jennifer Lawrence is going to release a statement regarding this. So we can check in and see how she's checking in on this. But I have been asking on 13, 12, 16, because as a man, I'm very curious about this. Why do you feel extra pressure to put in that effort? And we've got Kelly from Rockhampton called through on 13, 12, 16. Kelly, what about you? Why do you feel extra pressure to put in that effort for those kind of events?
Well, firstly, I don't care for that phrasing. I don't feel extra pressure or anything like that. I do it because I want to do it. It's, yeah. You know, why are people choosing to do it? It's not why do I feel extra pressure. It's not a society thing. You do whatever the hell you want.
I agree.
And that's exactly what I do. Getting my hair done makes me feel good. But, you know, I don't want to change my hairstyle. I go to a hairdresser and she does it for me and I feel good.
Cal, have you ever had that moment where you rock up to work and you haven't done your makeup or you haven't done your hair as nicely as you usually do and people go, oh, you look a bit tired. Like, I cop that all of the time.
Yeah, that stuff annoys me. I'm like, but you know what? You probably do look tired because they're used to your eyes being wide open because of all the mascara, and that is totally fine.
Well, I was going to say, like, say if you came into work wearing a blue hat every single day and then for every single day of the year, then one day you wore a red hat, of course people are going to know because it's a different appearance.
It's a different look, absolutely. But how you choose to present yourself to the world is your concern. Okay. But, you know, this idea that it's someone else forcing us to do it, I think is ridiculous.
I like it. I like it, Kelly. Mm. Thanks for your call, mate.
Thanks, guys.
And we've also got Marie on 13, 12, 16 from Rockhampton. Marie, what do you feel about this extra pressure when going into events?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, women have a lot of extra pressure put on them.
Well,
But in saying that, it's other women that put the pressure on women as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely, Marie. I completely agree. We are so harsh on one another when it comes to our appearance. Yep.
Very judgmental as far as other women are concerned.
Do you think that, like, would you genuinely feel uncomfortable? Say, Marie, you're going out to like a cinema movie premiere with your husband and or like a show and everyone was dressing up and you just put on a dress, did your own makeup kind of thing, instead of like getting a hair and makeup done, would you feel like uncomfortable and it make you feel very anxious of being there?
Absolutely, but I don't care what anybody thinks.
Look, everyone's insecure at the end of the day, and I would love to feel that wasn't an issue for most people, but it is quite alarming.
Yeah, and I think
But it's each to their own. Like I said, you know, I'm no oil painting by any way, shape, or form, and I don't care what people think.
Fair enough.
I am who I am. You know, but I have daughters. I have a daughter and a daughter-in-law who would disagree with me strongly.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate your call, Marie. Thanks for that, mate.
No worries. Thank you.
No worries, bud.
So I think Marie and Kelly both have very interesting opinions on this, and I think it's
obviously very personal.
It's a very healthy way to look at things, and I think as women we need to look after one another and stop judging one another so much. If Jennifer Lawrence wants to wear that outfit, none of those boys should be expected to give her a coat. It would just ruin her dress.
Tim and Jess on SAQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit. Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by Hollywood Entertainment reporter Dean McCarthy. And Dean, Jennifer Lawrence has actually penned a letter to everyone about her plunging Versace dress.
She has, and this is extremely out of character for her because she doesn't actually talk to us much per se. She doesn't have Twitter, she doesn't have Instagram, but she did pen an open letter on her Facebook page. And here's what happened. Last night in London, it was the world premiere of her fabulous new film. It is called, it has gone blank on me, Red Sparrow. And she wore this low-plunging Versace dress, right? No big deal, gorgeous. She looked wonderful. But everyone else in all the photos is literally wearing coats and scarves and everything because it was really, really cold in London. She penned, and this is making headlines, so she's penned this open letter saying, wow, I really don't know where to get started on this. This is utterly ridiculous. This is sexist. This is not feminism. I was outside for 5 minutes. It was a beautiful dress, and it was my choice. Haters, shut up. I will wear whatever I want to wear. If I want to be in the cold for 5 minutes, I can be.
Fair enough. This is what we've been talking about. Like, there's so much pressure on women to wear what people tell them to wear and to do what people tell them to do. And, you know, if she wanted to wear that dress, no one's forcing her to do that.
Get a girl.
She wanted to wear it. Let her wear it. She looked amazing in it.
Absolutely, she looked incredible in it. You know, I've taken, like, for me personally, I never ever speak to celebrities on red carpets about what they're wearing. I feel like that is low. I feel like do you know what I mean? I feel like it's not what you should be asking someone on a red carpet. I think it, like, lowers them, that they should be talking about their incredible career and their talents and skills, not about
they're dressed. Like, it's a dress.
Yeah. Well, Dean, we appreciate you wrapping that up for us. Thanks, mate. We'll speak to you next week.
Talk then. Bye, guys.
Thanks, Dino.
Until then, you can catch more trending news at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Now, you're probably thinking, all right, I'm single, I'm sad, I'm alone. First of all, don't think those two other things.
All three of those things come into my brain on a daily basis.
No, but look, again, as I've always said on this show, being single is not bad. Being in a relationship is not bad. Nothing is bad. Everything's good.
Yeah, no, good save.
And dating sites, very popular. I've used them in the past. You've used a few in the past as well. I'm sure a lot of people are using them still. Don't know how they work anymore. There's too many updates, I assume. There is a new dating app, because obviously there's even dating apps for farmers, Christians, J-Date, anything online. You can really target specific groups if you're into that kind of thing. And I would like to introduce to you right now, Trump.dating the app.
No, thank you.
Trump.dating the app is a dating site that caters exclusively to heterosexual Trump supporters. And
good Lord.
The site promises to make dating great again and poses the question, wouldn't it be refreshing if to already know that your date roots for the same team?
Oh, God.
The deleted tagline, which I wish they kept, deport liberals from your love life. See, the government.
I don't mind this as an idea. And here's why.
Yep.
Not because I would use the service, but it rounds up all of the idiots across the world. Let them breed together.
No, so that we don't want that. We don't want idiots breeding with idiots, because they'll breed more idiots.
Yeah, but it's better than me getting like five dates with a guy, really liking him, and then finding out he's a Trump supporter.
People like you could do a service, date an idiot, and then make your child a half idiot. And then by the time your two half idiot children have a baby, then it's a quarter idiot, and then we're eventually getting to normal people.
Weeding them out.
But again, it's only $24.95 for the premium membership.
You have to pay for it as well.
A month. So it's $25 a month. And I also believe that it's getting criticism, though. There is one downside, because it only allows users to register as a straight male or straight woman. So it is very exclusive and not inclusive at the same time.
Well, I mean, isn't that all of Trump's policies?
Wouldn't...
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
If you ever feel like paradise is beautiful, paradise is bliss, unfortunately, here in Australia, due to certain animals, you can never be safe. You could be in the most beautiful places in the world, but there's going to be 50 poisonous and the most venomous of some animal in the world.
And I feel like Queensland is the worst of all the states. Like, well, everything's trying to get us.
Well, I feel like we're all right in a sense. Like, we are just at the bottom of crocodile territory.
Sure.
But places like Cairns, look at all these beautiful beaches you can't swim at, because you'll get eaten.
Yeah, I feel like Rockhampton's got its...
It is a little bit north. I would like to talk to you about something that's happened in 1770 recently.
Sure. Beautiful place.
A man from Rockhampton, Irishman Kevin Renshaw, is just going for a bit of a wander in some like knee-height water, right? Yeah. And as you do, because like I like doing that. Say if I go down to Tanham Sands or I'm at Yeppoon or something like that, I'll go for a bit of a waisto so that I'm not getting super wet.
Yeah.
It's just a bit of my walk might take a bit longer because I'm going against the grain.
Sure.
And I'm sure a lot of people do the same thing. Unfortunately, Mr. Renshaw has stood on a stonefish. And if you're not familiar what a stonefish is, it's the most venomous fish in the world. It looks like a stone.
I didn't know we had these in Australia until I read this story.
Mate, if it's venomous and the most poison of anything... We've got it in Australia.
Sure.
That's fine. But he first thought, he was like, I thought a fish had just like nipped me. And then all of a sudden he was like, ow, 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 ow. He's a nurse. He knows pain. He knows how to do things. And he was like, all right. This essentially was like a blunt puncture trauma.
Ooh.
It got him real good, right in the soft tissue in between his big toe and his second toe.
Ooh.
Because the stonefish looks like a stone, he just thought he was walking on rocks. And in just 10 minutes, the pain went through the roof and went into shock. Luckily, the EMTs and everything that were called helped him. But it just goes to show that even in the beautiful areas of Agnes Water in 1770, you're not safe.
You need to be careful.
You need to be careful. And look, water shoes aren't the coolest thing to be wearing. I understand that. But I think it is also, like, stonefish is, it makes your glands, like, it's like one of those things where it makes your glands under your armpits and near your groin swell. So
oh, God.
This guy has an absolute trip. And it is, in all honesty, not the luck of the Irish.
Can I?
Tim and Jess, who's up next? Gotcha.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Tim, you and I, after the show today, are heading off on a flight, a bit of a journey.
A jaunt.
A mutual friend's wedding.
Yes, that's right. Very exciting. I think we're both entering that stage in our life. I think you might have got it because you're just a little bit older than I.
Yep.
When I have like 5 weddings to go to this year, and last year I had none.
I feel like 26, 27 is the like age where just everyone around me is getting engaged.
And it's exciting.
It's exciting, but I'm also broke.
Yeah, but look, to be honest, this wedding we're going to that we're leaving for today, the reason I'm so excited is because it is going to be the most relaxed wedding in the history of weddings.
Yeah, you and I are both in the bridal party. So Tim is a groomsman. Mm-hmm. I am a bridesmaid. And we are heading along. It is going to be in a garden.
Beautiful.
The reception and the ceremony in the same place. There's going to be 4 spit roasts, Tim.
Beautiful.
4.
Can you please just quickly say, what's your responsibilities for Saturday and your timeline? Because we have to be there by 3. So just quickly rattle through what you got to do.
The wedding itself is at 3 p.m.
Yep.
I will start hair and makeup from 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a light lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then mosey on over to the wedding at 3.
You have to also organize the salads, I believe.
The salads we're doing Friday.
Friday. All right. So I am moseying on over about 9:10.
Yep.
Loose time frame was what I've been given. We are setting up the meat.
Yep.
We are having lunch, and then we have to be there by 2. The message I got was 2:30 at the latest, please. But I have to get dressed in that time.
This is not a sit-down dinner by any means.
No.
This is going to be like a buffet. You bring your own esky of drinks. Like the most chilled out wedding I think I'll ever go to.
And I'm very excited because I feel like, well, I hope a lot of weddings that I attend, and I know if you're listening right now, you probably want to attend a wedding like this where you can just go and absolutely stone cold relax.
Oh, yeah. We're going to let loose.
So, Jess, 13, 12, 16, we'd like to know because it's just great to have more people on our team. How relaxed was the wedding you went to?
Mm-hmm.
Was it just like real chill?
We want to hear about the most chilled out weddings because get us pumped for this weekend.
Get us pumped for this weekend. We don't want to hear stress. I don't want to hear busy.
We don't want bridezillas. We want chilled out, loving weddings.
13, 12, 16. How relaxed was the wedding you went to?
And Tim, we're taking the day off tomorrow because we've got a wedding this Saturday in South Australia. So we're heading away for the weekend.
Also, we thought, you know what? Why take a Friday off when you can take a Monday off? So we'll be back on Tuesday.
We did both.
Sorry.
It's going to be a super chilled out weekend because the couple that are getting married are the most relaxed people I've ever met. The bride will be wearing cowboy boots under her wedding dress.
Do you know,
this is the kind of wedding we're going to.
When I found out that the bride was going to be wearing cowboy boots, I was very excited because I was like, do I get to wear cowboy boots and a cowboy hat?
You wanted an Akubra.
I wanted an Akubra. And the Akubras have been shut down.
Yeah.
Because of cost.
Oh, it's too expensive.
But no, it's going to be a very relaxing day. I have 2 duties on the day of the wedding, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Attend, and then if I want, do a speech.
Oh, yeah?
That's the loose
thing. You've been given the mic for the night.
Oh, mate, I'll thrive. After 3 beers, I will thrive in a speech.
I will film it for everybody,
thank
promise.
You. But on 13, 12, 16, we would like to know about some relaxing weddings that you may have attended. So we have been asking, how relaxed was a wedding you've been to? And we've had Michael from Rockhampton call through. Michael, how relaxed was a wedding that you went to, mate?
I went to a wedding when I lived in Broome, and they do the most chill weddings ever. It'll be like the blokes will be in a nice shirt, no tie, board shorts, thongs, right there on
board shorts.
Wow.
Yeah, board shorts. I've been to several weddings where they wore board shorts.
Wow.
Broome is one of those places. I'm sure it was fun living there, but it seems like a really relaxed place.
No, it is. And that sort of attire is called Kimberley Casual.
Kimberley Casual.
Nice shirt and board shorts.
I mean, you're basically in that outfit, Tim, for the wedding this weekend.
What would it take for someone having a wedding in Broome to say that wedding's pretty relaxed? If that's what they consider normal, what's it going to take?
It'd take no shirts in the ocean, I reckon.
Right. Fair enough.
Yep. And now that's my kind of wedding.
Yeah. Let's do that. I like that. Let's call and we'll change our minds. Thanks for your call, Michael.
No worries.
Thanks, buddy.
Tim, Michael's call has just made me more excited about this weekend.
I know. I've never been excited to do so little in my life. It's going to be a good weekend.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Yes, we are going away for a wedding this weekend, and we're going to be back Tuesday. Don't worry, you're going to be in good hands. Matt's going to take care of everyone. And someone's also going to be taking care of your house. Someone from work is going to help you out.
Yeah, so a lady at work said, oh, my daughter would be happy to house-sit for you because I wanted someone that would be able to look after my cat Chandler in his own little environment.
Yeah, obviously, like, I don't think people, unless I'm stupid and a child, people don't house sit unless there's an animal to take care of, right?
No, people house sit for other reasons.
What, just to make sure the fridge doesn't escape?
Well,
shut the gate. Come on. I just think, all right.
I mean, like a weekend.
You seem
but like,
very chill about the whole thing. And
yeah, well, I've never had someone house sit for me before. Usually if I go away, someone will either take my cat Chandler to their place or I'll leave him in like a cattery or something.
Yeah, and this is obviously an easy option. Makes Chandler less stressed, makes the pet less stressed. I think you might be skipping over a few things. Like, obviously, we trust this person that's going to be taking over. And I know a lot of people listening would probably be like, I wouldn't let someone look after my house unless I trusted them.
Yeah.
But you still need to think about, all right, you've got a data plan for your house. That could just go. If they're there for four days, that could go.
My internet's pretty terrible, so she probably won't use my internet.
Also, in your words, you are a wog, so your fridge and freezer are going to be full. Yeah. That could go. Your Netflix.
These aren't issues for me.
This is something I think is going to mess with you.
All right.
Depending on how much shows on Netflix this person watches, the suggested for you could change.
Okay, see, this is something that I am concerned about.
I'm also
worried she asked me for my Netflix password, and I was like, why do you need my password? And I'm hesitant
of course, I'm hesitant
to give her my password because what if she takes my Netflix after being in my house? See, because you can sign in on another device.
So you've been thinking more than I have about this, but that is
great
point.
That's literally my only concern. Like, she can do whatever else she wants in my house.
I guess if you try and log in, you're probably going to be like, well, the only person I know that has this password is this person. But I think you should be fine. But I know that sometimes when you sleep, you can have a nightmare.
Mm.
And I want to talk about house-sitting nightmares. And I know that
I'm feeling good about this situation, Tim. Don't make me feel bad about it.
My parents went away overseas for a month and a half.
Yeah.
They left their Jack Russell dog, who weighed about 6 kilos. They came back, and the people looking after the house thought that they were meant to feed him 3 times a day. Came back to an 11-kilo dog.
11 kilos?
He's a big boy. He's a big boy.
A big unhealthy boy.
Big unhealthy boy. So 13, 12, 16, house-sitting nightmares. I would like to hear yours. We need to get Jess prepared. And, hey, if you're about to have someone house-sitting, this could get you prepared as well.
I'm prepared for the worst.
It's still prepared. If you've ever house-sat or had someone house-sit for you, I'm sure these thoughts have run through your mind because we are talking on 13, 12, 16 house-sitting nightmares. Jess, you have someone...
feeling so good about my situation.
And I won't have it. I won't have any of that positivity in this building.
We are heading away for the weekend, coming back next Tuesday. So for 4 days, I've got someone house-sitting for my house, looking after my cat Chandler.
Look, and I'm not saying I don't trust the person that's going to be taking over your house. I'm
super
just saying
trustworthy.
There are consequences to each and every action. And I would like... trying to gauge some help for you so that you can be more aware of things that could go wrong so you can handle the situation.
You're trying to scare me.
Nah.
So that I can panic and worry all weekend.
Nah.
Would I do that?
Where am I from? But we have had Riley from Rockhampton call through on 13, 12, 16. Riley, help Jess out. Let's try and get all these fears out of her that only existed when I brought them up. What's a house-sitting nightmare that you've experienced?
Well, my boss actually asked me to house-sit, right? And I was all on board. Like, they have a beautiful house. They've got NBN. They've got like, the American version of Netflix. So they've got all these other shows. So I was like,
you had me at NBN, Riley. Can I move in?
Exactly. Anyway, it wasn't until I went to bed that night. The cat is psycho. Like
a demon cat.
It's a demon cat. So the cat was adopted. So I think it's got some kind of like weird separational issues.
Poor
like
thing.
It needs kitty therapy. That's what I think anyway.
Wow.
So not only was it like it would come up and headbutt me while I was trying to watch TV. It would climb up onto the benches when I was chopping up vegetables. But when I went to bed that night, it scratched on the door.
Do you know what's great about this? Riley, you obviously don't own a cat because you've just described every cat on the planet.
It's not really a nightmare.
That's not a nightmare situation. That's just owning a cat, my friend.
That's a night.
That's what my cat does on a general, like, day-to-day basis.
Oh my God, you're right. I don't own a cat, and I'm not particularly a cat person. But this week has put me off cats for life. Yeah. So I'm worried about whoever's house sitting for you.
I was going to say, for someone that's not into cats, it is a nightmare. I can guarantee. Thanks for your call, Riley.
Tim, maybe I don't have anything to worry about. Maybe it's the person who's house sitting for me has to worry about my cat Chandler because Riley just described him to a T.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.